And they're instantly returned to us. "If I may go beyond a toast, Your Highness," Aegon says. I yank away from Rasha. Oh, of all the liches, let's just... "Nim, you have to trust me." Her frantic voice fills my ear.
"I am honored by Your Majesty," Aegon, who is Dreywolf, booms, "to carry your extension of friendship home to Bronn, both in the form of your word and your delegates when I depart. No one knows better the amount of work required in upcoming days to make this peace treaty a reality among our subjects as we rebuild our hearts and lands." He pauses, clears his throat. "Thus, if I might be so bold to ask, as a continued symbol of goodwill and in celebration of what is to come," his tone grows elevated, agitated, obligating as it carries over the entire room, "I'm officially requesting that I, and your delegates, move up the departure date for the trip to my homeland. I will leave first thing tomorrow morning."
My gasp joins the audience's. I peek at Rasha. Was this what she wanted me to wait for? To hear Dreywolf announce his intention to depart sooner? We won't even make it until then. King Cedric hesitates a moment, and I catch the flash of concern. Then he's extending his goblet toward Aegon.
"Go with the Creator," he bellows,
and the approval it elicits is overwhelming. Just like Aegon's sneer as he turns suddenly in my face, consuming my vision.
"Sleep well tonight, pet."
There's no attempt to hide the malevolence coating his words. He steps away to join his Bronn and Faelyn guards, and the lights move away for good. I twirl on Rasha. "What the bullcrane just happened? You wanted me to wait until... what? He moved up his time frame for taking you and the delegates to Bronn? What blasted difference?"